Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to our Sunday gathering at Holy Angels Parish. We're broadcasting live from beautiful Niagara-on-the-Lake, Ontario, Canada. Whether you're with us live or joining us on the archives, know that you are most welcome. Holy Angels Parish is part of the Community Catholic Church of Canada, an inclusive and progressive denomination in the Catholic Anglican tradition. Our service today is led by Archbishop Deborah Vaughan. You can follow along with our service at www.communitycatholicchurch.com at the online worship page. And now, let's prepare our hearts to receive inspiration, grace, and affirmation as we come into the presence of our loving Creator.
Well, good morning, everyone. This is Bishop Deb coming to you live from Niagara-on-the-Lake, Ontario, where it is a very, very weird day out there. It's snowing and it's raining, and it's if it freezes, it's going to be a problem. But inside, I hope that you are warm and safe and ready for worship. Let's take a moment, just prepare our hearts to worship our God. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Dear friends, God is with us. As we connect here today with open hearts, the presence of Christ surrounds and affirms us. We are one in this divine embrace of spirit. As we open our hearts for worship, let's take a moment and reflect on those things that we've said and done, which we're proud of, and offer to God the things in our life that we've said and done that we wish to confess. Most merciful God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. We ask for your forgiveness and your unlimited mercy to embrace us and make us one with your loving presence. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. May the God of love and power forgive you and free you from your sins, heal and strengthen you by the Holy Spirit, and raise you to new life in Christ our Lord. Amen. This is the collect of the day for the sixth Sunday after Epiphany. Almighty and ever-living God, healed the sick and restored them to wholeness of life. Look with compassion on the anguish of the world, and by your power, make all peoples and nations through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The first reading is from the letter of St. Paul, the Corinthians, his first letter, chapter 3, beginning at the first verse. And so, brothers and sisters, I could not speak to you as spiritual people, but rather as people of the flesh, as infants in Christ. I fed you with milk, not solid food, for you were not ready for solid food. Even now you are still not ready, for you are still of the flesh. For as long as there is no jealousy, as long as there is jealousy and quarreling among you, are you not of the flesh and behaving according to human inclinations? For when one says, I belong to Paul, and another, I belong to Apollos, are you not merely human? What then is Apollos? What is Paul? Servants, through whom you came to believe, as the Lord assigned to each. I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the growth. So neither the one who plants nor the one who waters is anything, but only God who gives the growth. the one who plants and the one who waters have a common purpose, and each will receive wages according to the labor of each. But we are God's servants working together. You are God's field, God's building. This is the word of the Lord. The psalm appointed for this Sunday is Psalm 119, verses 1 to 8. Happy are those who are whose way is blameless, who walk in the law of the Lord. Happy are those who keep his decrees, who seek him in their whole heart, who also do no wrong, but walk in his ways. You have commanded your precepts to be kept diligently. Oh, that my ways be steadfast in keeping your statutes. Then I shall not be put to shame, having my eyes fixed on all your commandments. I will praise you with an upright heart when I learn your righteous ordinances. I will observe your statutes. Do not utterly forsake me. The Holy Gospel is written in the fifth chapter according to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 21, beginning at the 21st verse, chapter 5. You have heard, Jesus said, that it was said to those of ancient times, you shall not murder, and whoever murders shall be liable to judgment. But I say to you that if you are angry with a brother or sister, you will be liable to judgment. And if you insult a brother or sister, you will be liable to the council. And if you say, you fool, you will be liable to the hell of fire. So when you're offering your gift at the altar, if you remember that your brother or sister has something against you, leave your gift there before the altar and go. First be reconciled to your brother or sister, then come and offer your gift. Come to terms quickly with your accuser while you're on the way to court with him, or your accuser may hand you over to the judge, and the judge to the guard, and you will be thrown into prison. Truly I tell you, you will never get out until you have paid the last penny. You have heard that it was said, you shall not commit adultery. But I say to you that everyone who looks at a woman with lust has already committed adultery with her in his heart. If your eye causes you to sin, tear it out and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one of your members than for your whole body to be thrown into hell. And if your hand causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one of your members than for your whole body to go into hell. It was also said, whoever divorces his wife, let him give her a certificate of divorce. But I say to you, that anyone who divorces his wife except on the grounds of unchastity causes her to commit adultery, and whoever marries a divorced woman commits adultery. Again, you have heard that it was said of those to those of ancient times, you shall not swear falsely, but carry out the vows you have made to the Lord. But I say to you, do not swear at all, either by heaven, for it is the throne of God, or by earth, for it is his footstool, or by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. And do not swear by your head, for you cannot make one hair white or black. Let your word be yes, yes, or no, no. Anything more than this comes from the evil one. This is the gospel of Christ. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O God, our strength and our Redeemer. Now we've been journeying through the season after the Epiphany, moving ever closer to Ash Wednesday. In our hearts, we may be still hearing the choir of angels singing to those startled shepherds. In our minds, we may be still basking in the wonder of the stable and the arrival of the newborn king. And even as we move through the season of Epiphany, we've been receiving many spiritual insights through the reading Sunday by Sunday. Just like the Magi who consulted their maps and followed the star to Bethlehem to see what God was revealing to the world, we too are seeing God revealed through the reading Sunday by Sunday. The word epiphany means to make manifest, to reveal. So when we have an epiphany, we see things clearly. It's like an aha moment. Everything comes into focus. It's that moment of profound enlightenment when everything really does kind of light up. And we can never be quite the same. We can't unknow it. We can't unsee it. It's always a new understanding that is planted in our hearts. So in this period after Christmas, and just a few weeks now before Lent, we have time to explore the ways in which God is revealed in the world and especially in Jesus. Now I know that so many people love baby Jesus and that beautiful story of his birth. I know that people love the stories of his healings, the parables, and they're uplifted by his words and his teachings to those people who knew him so very long ago. But you know, there are a lot of people, probably people listening this morning, who are wrestling with who exactly Jesus is to them here and now, in this moment in their lives. And it's a fair question. It's the question that I ask you to consider as we gather here in his name from our homes all over the world. Who is Jesus to you? How has he been revealed in your life? What epiphany moment have you had around him? I know many of us think back to those foggy Sunday school pictures that we colored in, we learned about him. Sometimes it's ideas that we've been told. Sometimes it's opinions that we've heard from others. I had a very interesting phone call with a gentleman yesterday who has come to an epiphany of his own. He, for many years, was very much closed to the good news, if you will. He saw things from a very black and white perspective. He said he was very judgmental and about his faith. And he's been working with the homeless. He's been working with people who are marginal in society. And he has come to understand, I guess the epiphany moment for him was that he started to see the face of Christ in all of these people. And he couldn't have the same feelings around them. You know, he had to change his understanding of their background, of why they found themselves in the situation they are. And it kind of rattled his faith a bit. And now he's come to a new place where he sees Christ in them, where he understands that he is a servant, like Paul says in that letter. He is the building. He is the church. He takes the church with him when he goes and does his work, his good work. And that is a profound change. He has shifted 180 degrees. And that is a true epiphany where we have one idea and one understanding and suddenly something happens and it turns us on our ear. Perhaps you've had that happen to you in other circumstances. But when God is calling, when God taps on our shoulder, when God wants us to understand how precious and important we are and how precious and important every person on this planet is, when we see that with the eyes of faith, the eyes of Christ, the way Jesus would see them, then we can never be the same, can we? Never be the same. So this morning I'm asking that you think about your relationship with Jesus. Who is he to you? What does it mean for you to be a Christian? And I know that word, Christian, has become a different focus than it used to. You know, but we are followers of Christ. We are Christian, followers of the way. What does it mean to you? Has something called you? Has something compelled you? Has something inside of you nudged you to reach out and perhaps find out what it means, what Jesus means to you here and now? For some people, the connection with Jesus is not as strong as their connection with God, the Father, or God, the Source. For others, the Spirit is a primary kind of focus. You know, the gift of the Spirit, the workings of the Spirit in our life. And it's not that Jesus isn't important, but there are it's just a different revelation, a different understanding. It's all Trinity. They're all part of the same. It's all the Godhead. But Jesus has come into our history, into our world, into our life to teach us and to show us, to demonstrate the power of God working through him. And what does he say? These are greater things you can do. So think about that. As we follow Christ, as we become aware of his teachings, of the way he moved and worked in the world, in our history, he's saying to us as followers, as disciples, as people of faith, as the church, the body of Christ, we can do those same kinds of things here and now. We can reach out and heal. We can uplift people with our words. We can build each other up. We can share the good news. Here we have a shift. We're moving from Epiphany into Lent, where we deepen our connection. We're invited to go deep in that profound place, that sacred space in our hearts where God is. And think about what Jesus has brought to our lives, what Jesus brought to the world. We're talking about relationship, I guess. In the gospel reading today, which sounds kind of severe, he's taking the ancient, the old laws, the Moses laws, and he's saying, but there's more. There's more. I tell you. He's saying, I tell you. And he's talking about relationship. So how we treat one another, about forgiveness and reconciliation, about respecting each other, about honoring our commitments and our vows. He's talking about our intention, reminding us that our words can wound, anger can divide us, broken vows in marriage and our promises can bring deep and painful consequences. What he's saying at the heart of that gospel passage, he's really reminding us that when we treat each other with love and kindness and compassion, life is ever so much more fulfilling. When we are true to our word and true to our vows, our promises, as best we can, there's always circumstances that, you know, come into things. We have challenges, and but we get to choose how we react. We get to choose how we behave. So we have control over our emotions and our actions. And that's what he's trying to tell us, that when we say something, it's a choice to stick to it or to say no. But anything else in between gets us into trouble. So today, consider that this is Jesus as he's looking at all these events. This is very strange. My phone is just...
My policy is the separation of spirit and silicon.
That's very strange. My phone just started talking to me. Maybe it's a message from God. Maybe it's time that I stop preaching. Maybe it is. So let's sum up. To talk about Jesus, to think about who he is in your life, who he is in relationship to you, because I can tell you, he has his arms outstretched to embrace you, to show you exactly what he's talking about in this gospel, forgiveness. He is going to empower you and show you what it means to be a true follower of his teaching and example. That's the work of Lent. So for today, let us ask God to be, Jesus to be revealed in our heart, to know him, to quote that old hymn, what a friend we have in Jesus. How is he your friend today? And how can he help you? We are so blessed. We are so grateful. The wonders of God are unending and unlimited, and we are so beloved and loved. May you feel that today. In the name of Jesus, amen. And now, let us offer our hearts and our minds, our souls, our spirits to the one true God, who calls us child, who knows our hearts, who calls us by name. Let us pray. God of compassion, source of all that is good, we praise you for mercy shown, grace given, for living water, for Spirit's power. Today we offer the prayers of our hearts, asking for daily strength, hope for tomorrow, your word to guide, and your Son to lead us closer to you. God of the oppressed, we bring to you the broken ones, the forgotten ones, the exploited and abused ones. Bring freedom and release, love and compassion to damaged hearts and souls. God of compassion, hear our prayer. God of the distressed, we bring to you the grieving ones, the hurting ones, the suffering and wounded ones. Bring wholeness and healing, comfort and relief to broken bodies and minds. And especially in our prayers today, we remember Phil and Trudy, Sam, Jean, Lydia, and any others known to us who need to know God's healing touch. Compassion, hear our prayer. God of the dispossessed, we bring to you the lonely ones, the homeless ones, thirsty, tired, and penniless ones. Bring hope and sustenance, both physical and spiritual food, to hungry bodies and souls. We pray for all those across the planet who are victims of hunger, who are oppressed, who are feeling hopeless. We pray for all who care for them, all those who work with the homeless, the marginal, those agencies that go places where no one else really wants to go. We give thanks for those who work in hospital, in hospice, in nursing homes. God of compassion, hear our prayer. Holy One, you gather the whole universe into your radiant presence and continually reveal your Son as our Savior. Bring healing to all wounds. Make whole all that is broken. Speak truth to all illusion and shed light in every darkness, that all creation will see your glory and know your Christ. Amen. Loving God, open our ears to hear your word and draw us closer to you, that the whole world may be one as you are one with us in Christ Jesus our Lord. For yours is the majesty, O Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory, now and forever. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ commanded and taught us, let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Linked by spirit, voice, and intention, we are in communion with each other and all with the Spirit. We are wrapped in the love of God, all one in spirit beyond the limits of time and space. Around the world at this very moment, countless prayers are being lifted, songs of praise are being offered, bread and wine is being blessed to nurture Creator's dear children. United in Christ, we lift our prayers and praise to God and give thanks that we too are spiritually fed in this time of worship. Loving God, we give thanks that we are all one. We are all fashioned by your love, grace, and embraced by your loving presence. Today, as we connect with your constant, unbounded presence, may our lives be filled with your joy. May the blessings that we receive in this sacred connection and time of worship move us to be blessings in the world. May we be the hands of Christ assisting one another. May we be the voice of Christ speaking up against injustice and unloving actions. May we be the heart of Christ, reaching out with compassion and healing. May we have the understanding of Christ and see all as our brother and sister, and this planet as a sacred and holy world. And may the Holy Spirit guide us and empower us this day to accomplish our purpose with love and abundant joy. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Creator, Redeemer, and Sanctifier, be with us this day and forevermore. Amen. Well, thank you for joining me on this Sunday morning for this time of worship. I hope that you have been blessed by your time. I know that I have been blessed by you. Do take a look around the website, the Community Catholic Church website. If you're there already, you can visit communitycatholicchurch.com, find out more about us. We would be delighted to receive your prayer requests. We hold them each and every day in our own daily prayers. And if you have any questions, you can find the email there to email us and ask us more about our church and what we offer. For this Sunday, I bid you blessing. Have a great day. Thanks for joining us today for this time of worship. We know that you have been blessed through this broadcast, and we have been blessed by your presence with us. If you'd like to find out more about the Community Catholic Church of Canada, please visit our website at www.communitycatholicchurch.com. If you feel moved to offer a donation to support these broadcasts, you'll find a donation button on the website, or you can send a check to the address found on the donation page. Join Bishop Deb every weekday morning at 7:30 a.m. for a 15-minute boost to your day on Connection Point. Until next time, may God richly bless you.